Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this evening's show. Would you please put your hands together for Mr. Marty Stewart and his fabulous self-portrait tour!
Thank you.
Superlatives so far tonight. You have excellent taste. On the bass guitar, the Bishop of Twang, the Captain of Cool, a Wabash Cannonball rock and roll fool, ladies and gentlemen, in person, a Ameripolitan Musician of the Year, have out of hand, the Professor Chris Scruggs! Drums, the statesman. He lays the beat down where it stays down till he leaves town. Then he sneaks out without a sound, going round and round. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a hand? Make him feel welcome. Handsome Harry Stinson. Yeah! Town, best guitar player in the world, my old cousin yours on the Telecaster from Denver, Colorado. How about a hand for cousin Kenny Vaughn? Austin, Texas, the surf music capital of the world. Thank you.
Ha ha ha! This is our third time to play Austin in the last couple of years. A couple times back we played over at the Austin City Limits Theater with Merle. And that was a great night. That's a treasured night. And played out on the edge of town last fall with Chris Stapleton at that racetrack. Yeah, that's pretty good. But here we are in Carnegie Hall tonight. Antone's, I love Antone's. Yeah. So we've been out for about a year working on a record called, touring record called Way Out West, and it is a cool record. If you haven't heard anything about it, it is a twangified, blue sky, palm tree based psychedelic journey through the desert, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, right. And when you get through listening to it, you'll feel like you've been on Willie's bus for 21 days. And never left the house. I tell you when I fell in love with Willie. You remember Roger Miller, the great songwriter? Yeah. I hammer Roger Miller. I always loved Willie. Everybody's got a Willie story in this town, but here's mine. We were putting Roger Miller. Roger passed away. We were inducting him into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And so the people that were inducting him was Merle Haggard, Dwight Yoakam, Marty Stewart, and Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. And so we were all standing around us guys waiting on Dolly to show up to do our bit, you know. And so Dolly finally comes on stage, and you know, it's like fairies follow her and angels. She's a wonderful presence. And we did our bit, and then she left, and Dwight Yoakam said, "Man, I'll tell you what, she's one of the most beautiful creatures God ever made." And everybody went, "Yeah." Merle said, "I'll tell you what, she's smart too. Things are going to come out her way when you sit down with her at the business table. She's really got a lot of smarts up there. So people don't give her credit for that time. They don't look at the right thing." And so I said, "Absolutely." I said, "She's a wonderful person." He just went on and on. Willie hadn't said a word. Willie finally spoke up and said, "You think she's got any rolling papers?" I need a drink of water. Business is business, right? Going sideways fast. Anyway, here's a song. Can we do you a ballad off of Way Out West? You've already done you a couple of songs. All right. We served time in Johnny Cash's band together. The border is nowhere in sight. I've got me a feeling, won't be seeing it tonight. But I'll ride on as fast as I can go. Freedom waits for me in old Mexico. Well, there's a pretty senorita waiting there with mysterious eyes and wavy black hair. She always welcomes me to her door. Love's on the line in old Mexico. Well, it's a place where I'm not wanted. There's no price on my head. I can live and breathe and come back from the dead. The shadows are friendly. Friends, well, I've got many. As far as I know, in old Mexico. In old Mexico. In old Mexico. If you ever steal some gold from the red, white, and blue, they've got an army of soldiers they'll be sending after you. Those government horses sure ain't slow. They can run all the way to old Mexico. Well, it's a place where I'm not wanted.
no price on my head. I can live and breathe and come back from the dead. The shadows are friendly, friends, well, I've got many, as far as I know. In old Mexico, in old Mexico, in old Mexico, oh.
Gentlemen, the time has come. Yes, yes, yes. The time has come for Cousin Kenny to come up in his customized cowboy suit and sing you a song. How about a nice hammer cuz? Nice shot. You got to encourage him. Kenny, Kenny.
Country music got a hold on me. It fed me in the worst degree. When I was little, heard a fiddle or a steel guitar. I got a hoppin' and a bumpin' like a man from Mars. Country music got a hold on me. It's in a picture that won't give me peace. It's just as bad as the plain to see.
Country music got a hold on me.
Me and I'm turned 18, I'm going to Hillbilly Band. Rock Jerry Jones, I made it Alabama. Now people there are coming from miles away. Wanna hear me be the country sound.
Country music, man, what I am.
No doubt my pick up wicked kids on me. And I'm rocking at a hold on my side to see.
Country music got a hold on me. She's good looking, she's the
like a thumb off stash. She's hot like that. Let's put it, everyone. Breakfast at noon, tea for dinner, fly with the moon. She's crazy like that.
Crazy like that.
Crazy like that.
Crazy like that.
Skinny as a rail, but thinks she's fat. She's crazy like that. Balls.
Take my risk. far swing storm blows all my cares away. Well, I know your eyes are gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know your eyes are gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss you, baby.
In Nashville, Tennessee anymore, the coolest thing that happens in country music happens every October, and it's a ceremony down at the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's called the Medallion Ceremony, and that's when whoever's going to be inducted, people come down to the Country Music Hall of Fame, sing their songs, tell stories about their lives. So we got called on to come to the Hall of Fame and sing out on behalf of one of our guitar heroes who was going to be inducted, one of the greatest guitar players that ever walked the earth. His name was Mr. Grady Martin. Give old Grady Martin a hand. There you go. You might not think you know Grady, but his playing is a big part of all of our lives. It's a part of the soundtrack of our lives. So they asked us to play this particular song and sing it. I went, oh, sure, no problem. We'd be honored. And the next morning I woke up and I went, wait a minute. And I counted. It has 469 words. It's like singing War and Peace. And the guitar part's like Mount Rushmore or something. But we said, yeah, and we weren't going to back up. So we're going to do it for you tonight, and we're going to try it. Bringing it back to the Lone Star State. That is. It's for us, it's for you, but it's for Grady, and it goes like this. Yeah.
out in the West Texas town of El Paso. I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime we find in Rose's canteen, music would play and Felina would work. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and tearing a drink he was sharing, wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of the spade, down with his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. But for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Rose's I ran, out through the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run, up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas down to El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone, life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen a young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see 500 cowboys, off to my left right a dozen more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I've got to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise or I fall. Though I am weary, I can't stop to bed. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
Put your hands together and make welcome Professor Scruggs, if you will.
got the bull by the horns on the family you crack. And the better than they ever had been. I'm in love with nobody in my lifetime, but I'm never gonna do it again. Don't go away. I've been down to die with another ball and I start all over again. With another ball over again. I got the bull by the horns on a damn new track. It's better than they ever have been. I've been locked up in my lifetime, but I'm never gonna do it again.
Texas, welcome. Well, it's about time for a Woody Guthrie song. What do you think? I think so, too. This is one that he wrote back in the 30s about a notorious outlaw. It was on the Sweetheart of the Rodeo album, which is 50 years ago this year. It came out. But it's been recorded by a lot of people. I'm going to do it my way. This is called Pretty Boy Floyd. Pretty boy Floyd, the outlaw of Oklahoma, knew him well. Well, it was at the town of Shawnee. It was a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon, while in the town they rode. In the game. Deputy sheriff and in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, his wife she overheard. That's when Pretty Boy grabbed the log chain and the deputy grabbed his gun. And in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Living a life of shame, every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. And many a starving farmer, the same old story told, how that outlaw paid their mortgage to save their little home. He did. but it was Oklahoma. Well, it was on a Christmas day, come a carload full of groceries and a letter that say. You say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Well, here's Christmas dinner for the family's own relief. Well, it's through this world you travel, you'll see lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. But it's through this world you ramble, through this world you roam. You will never find an outlaw force a family from their home.
Bus ride I ever took in my life to play country music. Way back in 1973, I was just a kid in Lester Flatt's band. Check us out. Finished playing our songs on a Wednesday night in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And on Sunday afternoon, we had to be in Miami, Florida. Long ride. Finally got down to Florida. And there was an old gentleman standing under the tree where we parked our bus. He was cool. He was mystical. I could not take my eyes off of him. He had silver hair, smoking a cigarette, carrying a briefcase in a pasture, and had on a Seminole Indian coat. Mystical. Lester Flatt said, "Oh, look at there. There stands Mr. Irvin T. Rouse." I said, "Who is Irvin T. Rouse?" He said, "He's the gentleman who composed the fiddle song called the Orange Blossom Special." All right. So I had to meet him. Got my camera, jumped out of the bus, took Mr. Irvin Rouse's picture, shook his hand, and tried to talk to him. But I found out pretty quick that he wasn't at home in his mind anymore, you see. But you can tell greatness has once been there. Royalty. Now, in his good days, Mr. Irvin, he played the fiddle. He had a brother named Gordon that played the guitar. They used to travel all up and down the eastern seaboard in a Ford car, playing for nickels and dimes and quarters, put their hats on the quarter. Not long before he passed away, a journalist from the Miami newspaper went up into the Everglades where he lived. Do the final interview. Last question of the day was, "Mr. Irvin, you've written a lot of good songs. Which one do you want to be best remembered for?" Irvin said, "Well, how about that little fiddle piece I made up back the train that time called The Special?" He just called it The Special. So it's been played 10 million times. Here comes 10 million and one, all the way from the mysterious Everglades of Florida to the capital city of Texas at the new and improved Antones. Irvin Rouse's piece called The Special. Well, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. I said, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. It's that orange blossom special, bringing my baby back. Will you talk about your traveling? She's the fastest train on the rail. Talk about your traveling.
train on the rails. Ride that orange blossom special. Roll down that seaboard train. This way, Mr. Irvin Rouse, second on his record.
Well, I'm going down to Florida.
Get some sand in Massachusetts. Maybe California. Get some sand in Massachusetts. Ride that orange blossom special. Bluesies, New York. My soul is weary while traveling home, life's rugged plain, the sky seems all earthly, help is vain. Angels rock me to sleep.
Angels rock me to sleep.
In the cradle of love.
In the cradle of love.
Bear me over the deep.
Bear me over the deep.
To the heaven above.
To the heaven above.
When the Savior shall call.
When the Savior shall call.
And the shadow shall
fall.
Angels rock me to sleep. Angels rock. Angels.
in the cradle of love.
Everybody, thank you very much. How about a nice hand for those guys, the Vandaliers? They had a wonderful orchestra. Love those guys. Did you enjoy Professor Scruggs tonight? Is what I need to know. How about a hand for Captain High Note back here? How about a hand for Cousin Kenny, ladies and gentlemen? Give me an instrumental off of Way Out West. Which one? Somebody say torpedo! Off of Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, the King of Bluegrass.
I'm so homesick. sick, I'm going crazy. And I don't know what to do. Too ashamed. There's a girl trying to steal my heart, and I'm tempted. Even though she could tear it apart, I'm tempted. But in her eyes there's mystery. Every time she smiles at me, well, I know how it could be. Yeah, I'm tempted. Time she looks my way, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted.
Kirk steel guitar, Mr. Ameripolitan Musician of the Year. We hardly ever do this song. Bring it, steel guitar. You had a good time tonight. I had. I had. I love this thing. All right, get me in the Hank Williams zone. Come on.
Somewhere
you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Well, the scaffold is high, eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. Oh, but sometimes at night, when a cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones, my bones, my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody.
Thank you. just keeps going.